Think a minute. This is the true story of a boy named Jim who started working at the young age of 8. By the time Jim was 20, he was training as a store manager, and within a year, he was a successful salesman. Then in 1901, he married a young woman named Berta. After a few years, Jim was put in charge of a brand new store. He put a big sign on the front that said, Golden Rule. He worked hard, managing his store from early morning until late at night. He and Berta lived in just a small room above the store that was an unfinished attic, and their dining table was just a box turned upside down. But their Golden Rule store was on its way. Well, Jim's smart, hard work paid off, and after 15 years, he had 177 stores. 11 years later, Jim owned a chain of more than 1,000 stores across America. Maybe you've heard this true story of the JCPenney stores and the young man, James Cash Penney, who built it all from nothing. But you probably haven't heard about the terrible suffering and disappointments he had to overcome to do it all. You see, back in 1910, Jim lost the most important partner and person in his life when his wife Berta died. Then came the stock market crash of 1929 and the Great Depression in America. So by 1931, J.C. Penney was in the hospital from a complete physical and nervous breakdown. But in the hospital chapel, Jim met God, who began to heal his broken heart and restore his passion and purpose for living. Jim had lost $40 million, but that day he discovered wealth much greater than any amount of money. So at the age of 56, with his newfound passion and purpose, he started his life over. Jim traveled everywhere speaking about the power and principles of Jesus Christ, including the Golden Rule. In fact, Jim rebuilt his company, even bigger than before. You see, no matter what disappointments you've had in the past, you can start all over again today, only this time living your Maker's right way, which is the way you'll experience real success and satisfaction that lasts. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.